Speaking in this recorded message is Al Attles.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the Hall of Fame for this terrific honor. As a youngster growing up in Newark, New Jersey, it is beyond my wildest imagination that I would be here doing this at this time. As a kid, I was given the nickname Brother because I was overly protective of my family. Later on, someone began calling me the Destroyer. The nickname stuck, but I have no idea why. In the fall of 1955, I stepped up to the campus of North Carolina A&T and into the waiting arms of father figure, the legendary Cal Irvin. Although I was captain of the team, I still doubted my ability to play on the next level. But after graduation in 1960, I expected to become a school teacher. Yet I got drafted in the sixth round by the Philadelphia Warriors. I only took one pair of shorts because I thought the team would release me. But God had other plans. I never imagined my name would become synonymous with the Warriors throughout my 60-year odyssey. I played with Guy Rogers, Nate Thurman, Tom Mosherry, and one of the most competitive teammates I've ever had, my presenter, the incomparable Rick Barry. When I reflect on my years as an NBA player and the great players who I was fortunate enough to play with and against, I realize how truly blessed I was. I am humbled to have competed with so many great athletes of my era. I didn't have the gifts and the talent that most of the other players had, but I did it my way. The Warrior family is too big to list them all, but thanks Mr. Eddie Gottlieb for drafting me and for Mr. Franklin Muley for believing in me. Will Chamberlain had a career that ranks him as one of the best to ever play, and he certainly is one of the best friends I ever had. To my wonderful children, Alvin and Erica, thank you for being a blessing to me. You both have always been my biggest fans. To my grandchildren, Asia, Malik, Isaiah, and Erica, Pop-Pop loves you, and you're all my Hall of Famers. To my wonderful wife, Wilhelmina, you're my best friend and my soulmate. Thank you for everything. You are truly the wind behind my sails, and I could not have asked for a more loving, supportive wife than you. Of all the titles that I've ever had as a player, an executive, I am humbled, honored, and most grateful to be forever known as a Hall of Famer. Thank you for recognizing me. God bless you all from the bottom of my heart.
Welcoming Al to the Hall of Fame is Rick Barry. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Attles.